Dictation for Barbara. Schenkel, S-H-A-N-K-E-L, April 28, 32. Address as a letter to Isabella County Medical Care Facility. Dear sirs at Isabella County Medical Care Facility, a follow-up for Mrs. Schenkel, Barbara, who has chronic kidney disease, comes accompanied with daughter. Is my understanding she was admitted with CHF decompensation at Bay City around June, was there for about a week. They are not aware of myocardial infarction, pneumonia, or gastrointestinal bleeding, not even thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, or seizures. Apparently did receive blood transfusion, was diuresed, released to your facility, weight eventually peaked to 218, diuretics were adjusted and now down to 207. She comes in a wheelchair, morbidly obese, chronic respiratory distress, oxygen 2 liters 24 hours, doing physical therapy, severe edema and compressing stockings, no ulcers. She sleeps in a chair, orthopnea, chronic chest pain without change on characteristics, no purulent material hemoptysis, no vomiting dysphagia, no diarrhea bleeding, has chronic incontinence, denies any falling episode. Next paragraph, I have a medication list that patient's daughter is questioning if this is accurate. We call back your facility for a new list. Daughter believes she's taking Bumex, but it shows that he's doing Lasix, not twice a day, but once a day. I will highlight the amiodarone choric. Farxiga, Nurantin, iron replacement, Lasix, potassium, Coumadin, remains on Plaquenil and leflunomide for the rheumatoid arthritis. Next paragraph, blood pressure by nurse 112.76, breast sound decrease on the left comparing to the right, chronically ill, morbid obesity, JBD, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal tenderness, 4+ edema bilateral, non-focal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are September, anemia 9.1, normal white blood cell platelets, large red blood cells 101, lymphopenia, sodium, potassium normal, elevated bicarbonate probably from respiratory failure as well as diuretics, creatinine 2.1, which appears progressive, representing a GFR 22 stage 4, low albumin, corrected calcium normal, liver function test not elevated, Coumadine INR not therapeutic at 1.54, I do not see iron studies. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive versus acute on chronic renal failure, presently stage 4, underlying CHF. We will try to obtain records from Bay City. Looks like they have done a new echocardiogram to assess for ejection fraction, valve abnormalities, right ventricular function, continuous salt fluid restriction. As far as I know, she is on Lasix, not on Bumex. Daughter wants some kind of clarification. If it's okay to use extra dose in the afternoon, I will say okay for a weight gain probably of 5 pounds in 2 days. An extra dose will be appropriate. No concerns for adjustments. If respiratory symptoms develop, for leg edema, we will allow edema, as long as there is no cellulitis or ulcers, to minimize pre-renal renal failure. For anemia, needs to be controlled. That will exacerbate the CHF. We'll see what chemistry shows back in June in terms of iron deficiency and potential EPO treatment or intravenous iron. Blood test needs to include phosphorus. We have discussed about dialysis, although this is not something that at this moment she is in need, and probably she will never consider that an option. Too many medical problems. Prior echo did show low ejection fraction. The last one that I know is 20%. We'll see what the new picture shows. Prior kidney ultrasound, no urinary retention or obstruction. She does have severe pulmonary hypertension, multifactorial. Also discuss with the patient and doctor. End of dictation.